everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All of the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Joe.
And we're joined by a very special guest.
It's me, Milo Edwards, from other podcasts that you may or may not have listened to.
Whoa. Yes. Thanks for coming on. Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming Barbie film?
No better crack team has ever been assembled.
Barbie experts, all of us, each and every one.
Barbie made by Mattel.
Yes. What's your Barbie experience? You play with Barbies?
I was gonna
kind of like a schoolyard accident.
You play with Barbies?
When I was a kid, I lived in the Northern Territory and I had a friend and she had a bunch of Barbies that I loved, but I had an action man.
Yeah. Must have been hard to get in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, it was very. We'd be a married couple, which would be an action man.
Men are like catcalling the Barbie out of their youth, Never seen a Sheila that small before. Crikey.
Is she matter in that action, fella? I guess a match made in heaven, isn't it?
Lucky fella.
Action man. How did Ken reckon feel about that?
She didn't have any Ken. She just said
she had action man.
It was just a bunch of gals and I had a bunch of action men, but my action men were fucked up because I would torture the shit out.
Yeah, that's sick.
Are you doing like CIA black side stuff to your action men?
The tortures they endured were I had a big metal piece of rebar.
Jesus.
And I would tie the action man up and I would just throw the rebar at him. And once it just hit him square in the chest until he had this gaping hole in his front that I covered with duct tape. Sometimes I would grab him by the legs and just throw him as high as I could and he split at the waist.
Do you think that's
what action?
And then once I covered him in honey and put him on an ant's nest to see what would happen.
These are, I think, textbook advanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah, the CIA grabs you by your legs and flips you.
Just a bunch of really confused ants being like, we can't kill this tiny man.
I don't know what I thought was going to happen with the ants. I think I thought they would eat him because I genuinely think I thought that the ants would eat him and I'd get to see what that looked like.
Did they nibble him a little?
His clothes got a bit wrecked because I left him out there like a week. But and he smelled like ants.
He smelled like ants.
Yeah, ants, he had like an ant smell. You know the smell of ants? Everybody knows the smell
of ants.
I didn't grow up in rural Australia.
Also, I'm
play with bugs? When you're a kid, you're like a Barbie, you got bugs. Or in Jackson's case, both.
I got Barbies and bugs. Those were my toys.
I'm sidestepping the ants have a smell conversation and just going to hit you with surely the honey overpowers that.
No, because the ants ate the honey.
What the fuck are you saying?
Well, the ants took the honey away, like, day two, and then all I was left with was the action man, who was lying on top of the ant hill and swarmed by ants.
Honey has such an overpowering smell that when you open a bottle of honey, the kitchen kind
of
smells
full
like
of honey.
Yeah.
The honey was gone from the action man.
Ants ate the honey.
Just ants, dude, yeah.
I'm talking about honey like it's fucking Ludafisk. Yeah. I don't think it has that overpowering of a smell.
It's just honey, man.
It's just honey, dude.
And once it's gone,
like, what kind of like pungent honey are you consuming?
It's not like...
What fucking sweet, dank honey you got?
Yeah, I got the good shit.
Colombian honey.
Yeah, I snort my honey.
Should be snorting ants, dude. Put your nostril to the top of the anthill and just inhale. Would you die from that?
I reckon it would feel awesome. I heard that drugs sometimes make you feel like you've got ants in your brain, so I'm cutting out the middleman.
Just putting ants up my tubes,
You'd kill the ant, so...
Would you?
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Well, eventually.
Yeah,
eventually.
Well, it depends.
Crawl through your sinus and into your brain.
Would you absorb them in your head?
What?
No.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because I don't know.
You'd probably end up just sneezing them back out.
There was a case where a guy got, I think it was like a tapeworm into his lung.
Uh-huh.
And then he ended up getting like cancer because the tapeworm went into his lung or something. It died. And from like a cancer cells or whatever that it had, the cancer then transferred into the guy, like it had a tumor or whatever, and then he got like lung cancer.
So he got worm cancer.
Worm cancer. Yeah.
You can get that in your brain too. It goes in your brain and you get a brain tumor, and they're like, oh, you got a brain tumor. Oh, wait, no, it's worms.
Yeah. So if you snorted an ant and it crawled into your sinus, like through your sinus,
that's
and
a
into
tiny
your...
little ant tumors in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like people like forget just how fucking close the nose is to the brain.
You got to go to the ant doctor.
Yeah.
I got ant cancer.
Now, what you need is like an ant eater to get into your nose.
Mm.
Slurps that right up.
out. You're like the lady who snorted the fly. I just got to snort this anteater.
Yeah.
Lubing up an anteater and getting a ludicrously big straw.
Rolling I'm fixing up, myself.
Yeah, rolling up several $50 bills.
Alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Going to the Chinese supermarket, like, do you have any anteater?
I
need
it
for a project.
You guys have?
Is that something you carry?
Going to the naturopath, yeah.
Yeah. I've got ant cancer.
So Barbie, the film.
Yes.
Every time it's just quickly back to anteaters. Okay, yeah, Milo, you might be familiar with this because it is an Australian advertisement.
Yeah.
But every single time I think of anteaters, I think of the ant's pants.
The echidna?
Television commercial. Yeah, which is an echidna, I guess.
Mm.
There's a famous early 2000s commercial for underwear. Right. Or pants.
Right. Yeah. 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 The British pants.
Yeah, the British pants.
Yeah.
That was shown on Australian TV, which implies that a lady's getting eaten out by an echidna.
Yeah.
She's
got ants all over her legs and in a thigh, and there's an echidna kind of crawling in the sheets, and it's a very erotic act.
Yeah. And then she says, "Sick 'em, Rex."
And then the echidna makes a noise like, "Oh yeah,
the echidna's excited to eat pussy."
Yeah.
And it cuts to her face and
pussy.
And
until 1996 in the Northern Territory, that was the treatment for crabs.
That would probably work.
Yeah.
If you had crabs, maybe not an anteater, but like a chimp or something.
I don't think you'd want a chimp near your dick and balls. Just, that is higher.
But high reward.
I put honey all over my dick and I did bring the chimp in.
Yeah, I slathered honey all over my dick and nuts and put it on an ant hill to see what would happen.
Yeah, the ants leave.
This chimp is sucking me off.
I don't have crabs anymore.
It's banana shaped. You know.
What happened in my life?
How'd I end up in this place? Yeah.
Mm. Anywho, Barbie,
yes.
A film by Warner Brothers coming out. This
directed by.
Greta Gerwig.
It is coming out this year. It comes out in July, I believe. Mm-hmm. Same day as Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of people talking about doing the double feature, seeing Barbie and Oppenheimer. Yep. This is the classic question. What order would you see them in if you were? And I assume maybe we will do this.
Yeah. I reckon open. Oh, do you want a palate cleanser?
No, so you go the opposite.
Like Oppenheimer, then go see Barbie. Or Barbie first to have like a joyful experience and then be like, oh.
No, they dropped the ball.
I think Oppenheimer kind of is the palate cleanser. I actually kind of think the Barbie movie seems like it will kind of be fun because it knows what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good category of movie where it's stupid, but it knows that it's stupid.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like I feel like Bullet Train really falls into that category. Oh, yeah. Like I enjoyed that movie on the plane to Australia. I was like, this is a fun movie.
Yeah.
It acknowledges that it's a stupid movie. Whereas, like, yeah, kind of Oppenheimer, it's a Nolan movie. Like, the Nolan movies are all, like, they're dumber than they think they are.
Yeah,
but
that's
in a
true.
Kind of, you just let it wash over you sort of way. Like, you ever tried to understand Tenet?
We went real hard trying to understand
Tried to figure
Tenet.
Out how to eat infinite sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's how we tried them. You can't do it. Yeah. Or maybe you can. I don't remember what our conclusion was. Yeah.
You can relive that Sanger over and over again.
We think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but can you, or is it only two sandwiches? One forward and one backward.
Yeah. And if you,
you
eat
go
the
back again.
Yeah, but if you eat the reverse sandwich. But if you eat the reverso sandwich while you're going forward in time, is that bad?
Your body can't digest reverse sandwich.
Well, maybe.
Does the shit go back up you? What's happening?
Well, I guess because
that would be really funny. A guy goes back in time and the first thing he'd done before he went in thing was take a shit.
Oh yeah. No, you're just walking backwards toward the toilet. It's inevitable.
Like the anteater of the toilet.
Yeah. You would be, if you're going reverso time and having to take a shit, because some of them spend years in reverso time.
Yeah.
And then surely, like, yeah, but then if you're not in reverse of time but watching someone, you could watch someone suck up a shit.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. But you could also have it happen to you, right?
Mm.
Because you
always experience something forward.
Yeah.
From your perspective.
Oh, that's true, from your
perspective. Can we stop talking about Tenet? I don't like it.
It's a bad pit for us to fall into.
It'd be awesome if Nolan's made it that Oppenheimer thinks that dropping the bomb's awesome. Like, that's the twist. Because, like, it's obviously not just going to be a straight biopic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the Nolan way. He's going to add a bit of a twist.
A bit of spice,
and maybe the twist is that...
It was great.
Yeah, the bomb rocks.
Oppenheimer, he didn't regret it.
Yeah, he made...
I Have Become Death,
and
it fucking rocks.
Fucking...
I Have Become
Death. No one can kill death. I'm an apex predator.
I've
it's very funny for the kind of nerd who builds an atomic bomb to be like, I am become death. Like, anyone could give you a swirly at any moment.
That's
like, this
true.
Is not, you just let other people become death. That's what happened there.
You weren't really part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't have the button.
Yeah.
So, Barbie.
Yeah, in Barbie. So, it seems like Barbie is living in Barbie world. Mm-hmm. Okay, congratulations to her. Mm-hmm.
She's a Barbie girl.
She's a Barbie
she's
girl.
In a Barbie world.
Exactly. That's fantastic.
She's made of plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she is living with a bunch of other Barbies.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of Kens and other Barbie power.
It seems like there's only one Ken.
Well, yeah,
no,
so a Ken.
There's loads of Kens.
No, some
Barbie
of them are
Barbie paramours.
There's only one Ken. Yeah.
There's not only one Ken. There's only one Alan.
No, oh, maybe that's
you guys
what I'm
are
of.
Fucked.
Who's Alan?
Alan's Michael Cera. There's only one Alan.
Yeah, but
there's also only one Midge, which sounds like a slur, but is her name.
Who's Alan?
Alan is Michael Cera.
He was probably
Alan
one of Barbie's,
is Barbie's uncle.
Is there a lot of Barbie lore
to be the little girl getting Barbie's uncle for Christmas?
There's no one called Alan
Ken's
who's not an uncle.
Friend.
Okay.
Ken's guy who just doesn't understand like what his niece wants for Christmas and is like, it's from the Barbie unit. It's Barbie's uncle.
Barbie's uncle.
Everyone's gonna buy you
he
a Barbie.
He comes with a loud shirt.
You love your uncle, right?
Right. Isn't that good? You could play. Being single at 50?
Goes with a loud shirt and a stained recliner.
You can play drink in a case of 4X on your own in your apartment.
Yeah. Isn't that fun, darling?
There are a lot of Kens. John Cena's a Ken.
My swing for the fence was going to be that John Cena would be an action man or something equivalent, like a G.I. Joe. But
Scott Evans
Simu
a Ken.
Simu Liu is in the trailer as a second Ken, yeah, okay. And there is a conflict in the trailer we watched about two Kens fighting because they don't like each other. Yeah. How did you think there was only
one Ken?
I've
seen the trailer like four times, too.
To be fair, they don't explicitly say the other one is called Ken.
They say, Bobby says hello, Ken, to both of them.
No. Well,
I just thought she had the brain ant thing.
Milo, I'll excuse because the brain ant thing is a
good
excuse. I just thought she was calling everyone Hi Barbie and he called, Barbie. And I was like, okay.
The bit in the trailer where she's covered in honey and left on top of an anthill, I didn't find
I was
to be
a bit confused.
Disturbing.
Okay, there's many Kens and many Barbies.
There's many Barbies, many Kens, and Ken equivalents and Barbie equivalents. Mm-hmm. Midge, Dusha. Anyway, and then it seems like Barbie is maybe unsatisfied with her life, decides to go to real, right?
Where she meets Will Ferrell.
Yeah, where she meets Will Ferrell.
Who is probably the creator of Barbie, which is funny because he's also the Lego guy in Lego.
Yeah, if they're doing a Lego movie.
Yeah, well, he's credited as Mattel CEO. So,
okay.
Less the creator and just more... Mattel daddy,
My girlfriend and I were in a toy shop recently buying something for her nephew, and we ended up in the Barbie section, and there was like a Barbie with a baby, and then my girlfriend, joking, but I completely misread it, went like, oh, they got a teen pregnancy Barbie, and I went, oh, for fuck's sake. Then she was like, no, it's not really. I was like, that's just so believable.
There was a pregnant Barbie and you could take off her belly or something? And
Midge is the pregnant.
You took off her belly, the baby was in there, and you put the belly back on. She could never give birth, I guess. Wait, Midge is the pregnant
Barbie.
Yes.
Body horror.
When
stuff.
Do you see Midge?
She's in the trailer.
I also missed a Midge, dude.
Did you see Midge, Milo?
Did you see a pregnant Midge?
I didn't notice it, but I'm not saying it wasn't there.
Yeah.
There's also 24 character purses that got released.
Okay.
And she
is that what you saw, Midge?
That might have. I mean, that is definitely one of the places.
You've
learned
a lot
about
the Barbie movie.
Yeah, I've been paying attention. I host a weekly podcast called Baseless Speculation where we speculate on upcoming movies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I knew with the release of the Barbie trailer.
Oh, we should do that podcast after this one.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, this is ants.
We're just hanging out. Yeah, this is ants on the
this
brain.
This is ants and Oppenheimer. Welcome to the Ants and Oppenheimer cast.
Would you
nuke the ants?
So do we think then that the plot is going to be Barbie goes into real, meets the CEO of Mattel. Mm. He's like, I'm going to make a toy of you.
No, I think that because based on Will Ferrell's reaction again in the trailer, which I knew you didn't watch, even though I was sitting
I did notice
to
him
you,
this time and somehow not any of the other times I'd seen the trailer.
You'll notice that he stood up surprised.
Okay, so it's like this creation of mine is coming to real.
I don't think the movie's going to be like, huh, this has given me a great idea for a doll. I think it's like, it's more holy shit, Barbie went real.
Yeah. I
can fuck Barbie now. Yeah. What I always wanted. But the energy of a guy who invents Barbie is a cursed energy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not the inventor. He's just the CEO of Mattel, which is not the inventor.
He's just exploiting the surplus labor value.
Yeah. So I need to make you understand that, right, Jack?
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool,
yes,
cool,
yes.
cool.
I get it. It's good to clarify. Yeah.
So they're living in Barbie world, having a grand old time, but Ken seems unhappy. Gosling Ken seems unhappy. Mm-hmm. And
Gosling Ken makes it sound like he's a tiny goose.
So he seems unhappy. Is Margot Robbie Barbie unhappy?
Well, okay, so I'm going to point back to the trailer where...
I don't know if we saw this
Margot Robbie,
dude. Yeah.
It's like there must be something more.
Yeah, she's dissatisfied with
Barbie
life.
She's dissatisfied.
So, yeah, and then Ken...
He's like,
Ken,
I'm also dissatisfied.
Well, Ken, no, he's
no,
just
I don't
going
think Ken's
with,
dissatisfied.
Yeah, I...
Ken just wants to be with Barbie.
He seemed a bit miffed at the whole situation.
Which situation?
Everything. He just seemed not happy to be there.
No, he just hates Ken.
Yeah. Okay. I think Ken is like...
He loves Barbie.
Yeah.
His only interests are Barbie.
Yeah.
So when there's other Kens who are also
competing for
Barbie's
attention...
The Margot Robbie Barbie or other Barbies?
I think just Barbie in general.
Yeah.
With the color palette and Ryan Gosling's overall vibe, it does kind of feel like they recut Drive for the Nintendo universe. Like, it has that. He's still got the kind of like driving gloves energy going on. Yeah.
I love his silver frosted hair. It's
bleached hair.
It's so good. Mm. It's so wrong. It's so good.
Y2K. Let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you reckon there's going to be a Scorpion Jacket homage in this film?
I honestly.
There should be.
Would not be shocked if at one point he wears a jacket that's the Drive jacket.
Yeah.
Like accessories, right?
Yeah.
A bunch of different accessories. And
that
this
was
one comes with
of
the
Ken.
Suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something I've been learning from women since the Barbie film hype has been going on. Yeah, I've been speaking to women. They're around.
Oh,
film.
Yeah. It's important to do.
It's good to center their voices in this discussion.
Yeah. It's nice that we're all allies.
Growing up, and I was surprised to learn this, like all the women I know fucking hated Ken.
Really?
Yeah, and then they were all like, yeah, no one liked Ken. Ken was like, because this is one of my girlfriend's real bete noirs where, like, because people have been complaining about the casting of Ken and they're making Ken lame. And she's like, Ken is lame. That's the point of Ken. He's supposed to be lame.
Yeah.
And then I saw a tweet where some girl said that she hated Ken so much as a child that her mum caught her trying to flush her Ken doll down the toilet. Which is kind of going back to Jackson's
torturing your action figures. Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a storyline where Ken and Barbie split up at one point?
Yes, that is very familiar.
What do you mean?
He fucked Midge.
Like when they...
Midge is pregnant, Ken.
Somebody got Midge pregnant.
Everyone is called Ken, apart from Alan, who doesn't fuck, so it's one of you.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like a weird promotional thing where they were like, Ken and Barbie have broken up. I also, this might not be true, but I have it in my head that this was when Barbie got on Twitter or something. Like,
what?
Barbie and Ken broke up.
Oh, they broke up on Valentine's Day in 2004.
Oh, no, that's so sad. Did they ever get back together? Were they married? Were they living in sin? What's the go there? I don't know. Yeah.
Barbie and Ken are going to hell. Yeah. And that's what you need to remember.
Absolutely.
It's when you're flushing Ken down the toilet.
You're sending him
to hell. Yeah.
But I get that Ken would have been boring because, like, Barbie comes with a dream house and a dream car. What does Ken come with? A pair of pants.
Rollerblades.
You know, he serves to. And I assume this is what the movie was.
Oh, he serves all right.
He serves. Yeah. Ken does serve. He's serving all kinds of things.
Yeah, he's got a very Sydney guy energy.
He does. Oh, and
well,
especially in this.
He lives for the beach.
Barbie broke up with Ken, and there was rumors swirling that it was for Blaine, the Australian boogie boarder.
Whoa! Boogie boarder?
She changed her look to Cali Girl Barbie, which. Board shorts and a bikini top with metal hoop earrings and a deeper tan. Most of that sounds all right. The deeper tan, Barbie, be careful. Don't go too dark.
Yeah, easy Essex out. Girl Barbie. Brentwood Barbie. Barbie's nemesis, Tracy.
So did they ever get back together? I mean, I guess they must have. You can still buy Ken's. Or can you buy Ken, but he's single?
Ken in brackets, single.
That's... Lonely Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
He's there with the six pack of beers in his apartment.
He's hanging out with Barbie's uncle.
Yeah, he comes a loud shirt and Barbie's uncle.
Oh, this is definitely something that's been done in the art world, like miserable Ken.
Oh, yeah. Alone,
like a diorama that sold for $30,000 for some reason.
I can't stop thinking about if, say, you're a little girl, you got a Barbie and a Ken, and then you hear on the news they're broken up. Do I have to incorporate that into my play? Mm-hmm. Like, it would feel fucked up to make Barbie and Ken still be together when I know canonically they are.
Barbie and Ken, the way it works is it's a lot like Shia Islam or Catholicism. Like, there's a Pope, which is the CEO of the Mattel Corporation, and he periodically changes the rules on how you're allowed to do Barbie and Ken stuff, and you have to follow it,
you
otherwise
follow
you're going
it.
To hell.
Yeah, it's true.
So, reading some of the truth. According to, going back to everyone seems to hate Ken, according to Ryan Gosling, he accepted the role of Ken after seeing his daughter's Ken doll lying face down in the mud next to a squished lemon. He then took a shot of the doll and lemon and sent it to Greta Gerwig saying, "I shall be your Ken. His story must be told." Everyone fucking hates Ken.
They do.
That's
so
wild.
Good.
Ken's last name's Carson. Ken Carson.
That sucks.
Because his dad was the Cars from the Cars universe.
Yeah, whoa.
His dad was the Cars. All the Cars.
Okay, so we've got them unhappy. Barbie unhappy, unfulfilled in Barbie world.
Yeah.
Go to real. How she go to real? Portals or just keeps driving?
Well, keeps driving.
She drives down a road that says to the real world.
Yeah.
Okay. Then a car does a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Ken gets scared.
A coward.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't get scared. And the way
Ken gives her the ick at that moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's when it happens. But it seems like Barbie's like, I don't really want you to come with me, Ken. But Ken is coming with Barbie regardless. And I think Barbie, you know, she's trying to improve herself. He's stuck in Barbie world.
It's men holding women back.
Yeah, you know? I think that'll be. But then I think in the end they're gonna see the value in one another. That's what I imagine is going to happen to their
relationship.
You've
seen a movie before.
I've seen a film, yeah. I know how these things tend to go.
I think there's going to be an act three in this movie.
I think there'll be a conclusion that is satisfying to most, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, interestingly, there is a little bit of a plot synopsis has been released. And it's different than what I would expect.
I see.
After being expelled from Barbie
Land. Whoa, what did she do?
For being a less than perfect looking doll, Barbie sets off to the human world to find true happiness.
Oh, it's about beauty standards.
Yeah, wow.
I'm going to go to the real world where women are allowed to look however they want. Okay?
Where I, Margot Robbie, will look normal.
Maybe this was Midge, I don't know. But in the trailer, does one of the Barbies, like, is she covered in, like, drawings? Like a little kid drew on her?
That's not Midge. That is Kate McKinnon playing
also
Weird
Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Weird Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a home haircut, Barbie. Too.
Because I'm trying to figure out, basically, if it's a Lego movie situation and there is a child somewhere playing with these Barbies, or if they exist in some kind of...
You're just
Barbie
watching the movie
role.
And you're like, oh shit, it's me.
I'm playing with these Barbies. Barbie, look out!
Yeah, so like, are they just going to do the
impaled
whole, like...
with rebar.
Yeah.
I did that!
You're being tortured for your sins.
Yeah, are they just going to do that?
They could feel that whole time. They're like, why is he doing this?
Mm. It would be fucked up for me to learn I had Toy Story style toys.
Because a lot of the posters are like, oh, this Barbie is an astrophysicist. This Barbie is, you know, Pulitzer Prize winner, whatever. Maybe because
teen
they
pregnancy
are,
Barbie.
Teen pregnancy Barbie. But like, if the Barbies are like, you know, oh, this one, like, you know, won a Nobel Prize for XYZ, I'm like, I guess if they're that level of intelligence, did they design a portal to get to real?
Oh, so like Barbie scientists figured out a way to break the fourth wall and come into our dimension?
Yeah.
That's awesome if that's the case.
You don't want to hear about where those Barbie scientists came from, though. It was a secret thing after World War II. We need to build a man without genitals.
Yeah.
The only guy who knows to do it has an interesting history.
Yeah. Operation Plastic Clip.
Yeah,
don't worry
right.
about it. So do you reckon we're going to get a scene in similar kind of vein to Dogma?
Yeah.
Where we see Ken... smooth.
Yes, I think we'll see Ken's smooth genitals. God, I hope so.
Just nothing there. Just
and it'll be cool because smooth genital technology has advanced since Dogma, you know? I don't know if we've tried it since. So cool to see what we do.
Well, there is a point at the end of the trailer where there is a constant joke about beaching someone off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like Kenzie being like, I'll beat you off.
Yeah.
And then, like, just sandblasting your torso to get that real smooth look.
Sandblasting your genital area.
Yeah. If grinding in the sand till all of the hair goes away.
Well, I was more thinking, like, that is probably a sign that this movie is not going to be a children's movie, yes. which people, you know, I guess originally suspected, but it'll mm-hmm. be more be a PG-13/M/12. I think is the British rating.
Yeah. 12A. Yeah.
12A. Well done, dude. Well done. There we go.
It used to be a 12, and then they changed it to 12A. And what 12A means, if you're under 12, you can see it with an adult. You can go with your uncle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Alan
with your loud
shirt.
Yeah.
12 Alan.
Yeah, that's what the A stands for.
Which means that they could probably show Ken's smooth genitals if they wanted, because, first of all.
Yeah.
No dick and nuts, though.
No dick and nuts.
But also no body hair.
He's a very smooth man.
He's been sheared almost.
Shaved?
He's been shaved. I guess you shear a sheep. You shave a man.
Shearing a man. That implies you're taking clippers to the back.
Yeah, that's true. You can shear a sheep, but you can shave a man.
You gotta shear a sheep, you gotta shave a man. Those are the rules. I don't make them.
And if it's a circus gorilla,
we can shave...
Do you shear a gorilla or you shave a gorilla?
You shave a gorilla.
You shear a gorilla's back, you shave the rest of it.
So could you shear my back?
I could shear your back.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely. I'd get you in the shearing shed, get a leg on either side of your hips so you don't bulk and run away.
I would. I'm a wriggler.
You'll get wriggly, absolutely. You want to be out in the field.
I do.
If you don't get out in the field, you'll be so hairy, you'll be getting brambles and whatever.
Yeah, dude.
I got to shave the shit out of you, man. I'm sorry.
You got to shear
the shit out of you.
Yeah, you shear a sheep, you shave a sack.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Or you shear a back.
Shear a back, shave a sack. That's the rhyme.
That's the perfect rhyme.
And the best way to shave your sack is using Manscaped.
Whoa!
That's right.
That is their company tagline.
I would have to agree because support for this podcast, based on speculation that one you're talking about before,
the
JB,
one,
yeah,
we should the one do. I hope yeah. to do
yeah.
one day.
So, yes, it's bought to you by Manscaped.
That's true.
They've partnered with Man Sheared for the hairier man.
Exactly.
For the man whose wife has to get on his back.
Yeah. For the man who's a little bit wriggly. Who wants to go and roam in those
fields.
Wants to run
free.
Exactly. So
Manscaped. You can get a sweater out of it.
It's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. So their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. So join over 8 million men worldwide.
Which does include me. I have been received a Manscaped product. I was going to say bought, but that would be dishonest.
You've been received.
I use a Manscaped product. A different podcast I host advertised the product and they gave it to us. And I was like, I'll try this out before advertising. And I still use it now because it's really good.
How smooth is your sack become?
I'm not a totally smooth sack guy, but definitely use it to like trim everything. Actually, it depends on my mood, I guess. Sometimes I'll be like, yeah, let's go fully shaved.
Sometimes you're in a smooth mood.
Well, it's like an electric razor, which I've nicked myself more with an electric razor more than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, especially around like the ball section.
I remember I once was like, I'm going to shave my gooch. Yeah. And I used a regular electric razor and it was a nightmare.
You got to block out a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, with Manscaped, the shaver has a light on it and that makes
a world
of difference.
Because it's dark down there.
It's so dark.
Just turn the light on in the room, for Christ's sake.
You got to get down there. You're kind of going in a circle.
You're hunched over yourself, which means
you create your own shadow.
Yeah. So you need a light, kind of like on a drill.
Not all of us lean back when we shave our balls, Milo.
No, I think that's what you should do. You should do like a shoulder stand. That's how the pros do it.
This is why we should do this in like when you go to a barber, right?
Yeah.
It's just like you get your face shave, get a haircut, and then they just pull a little lever. You go upside down. Your little dick and nuts flop out. And they just, you know,
I want to sit
nice
in like a kind of
there.
U-shaped chair where I get a one barber on my head and one barber on my dick and
different
balls
guys.
At the same time. Two guys. Yeah. And they can talk over the top of me out of mind.
I'm now just having an intrusive thought that there's a podcast happening somewhere else in the world right now where a guy called Joel Shaver is advertising a very different men's intimate grooming product.
So join over 8 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. Mm. So yes, 8 million men, that's about 16 million balls, minus one for you, Jen.
Thank you. Yeah. I do only have one nut.
What a nut.
You save a lot on a battery shaver pound.
Exactly, because I only need to shave half.
That pig did you a favor.
I say that often.
Yeah. You were trying to shear it, and it bucked. It wriggled.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you. My dick and nuts have never looked better, and you too can have great-looking dick nuts. You can shave your anus with it too if you want. You're good.
And I do.
Finally,
I
it worked for me.
Yeah. Look, if you don't have dick and nuts...
Yeah. You can shave that too.
Still, absolutely. It's
everyone has an anus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the best thing about it.
You tell Darren Hall.
It's exactly.
It's more inclusive to talk about the anus.
I think so.
Yeah. And because Manscaped.
Are you a woman with a hairy anus?
We got you covered.
Yeah.
Born with? Like most people, mine only got hairy when puberty kicked in. Born with? But because Manscaped is teamed up with Baseless Speculation, we can offer you something beautiful today here, dear listeners. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BASELESS. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Imagine.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You use the wrong tools for the job.
You don't want to be shearing your dick and nuts.
No, you do not want to be shearing your dick and nuts.
Yeah. I haven't ever caught myself shaving with Manscaped, but I have caught myself shaving multiple other times, and it sucks every time.
I know, it's like so scared of splitting my sack open, dude. Like, I wouldn't know, like, how do you hold it together to get to a hospital or whatever.
You've got ball trauma.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah. Ken doesn't probably need to shave.
It would be
so that's
fucked up to
him.
Imagine Ken smooth but with pubic hair.
Or if it like would he grow
like
pubic
undies?
Yeah, would pubes just grow over the smooth like
over the mound?
Yeah, would they grow? Well, you know, Ken's still got an ass, but no asshole.
That's true. He's got cheeks.
Yeah, he's
no
got cheeks.
No one shits in the Barbie universe.
No one shits in the Barbie universe. Well, that's actually a question I was going to ask. Shockingly, do we think when Barbie and Ken come to real, they will all of a sudden be confronted with like the, oh, now I got to shit. Now I got to eat. You know, there's going to be that fish out of water culture shock that they're going to experience.
Oh, that means you'll also get Ryan Gosling's classic high-pitched squeal when he goes to the bathroom and realizes he's got a dick and all nuts. That's right. And or.
And he's like, damn, if only there was some kind of shaver company.
Yeah, they're so hairy. If only I had some kind of manscaped.
Well, do you think that, because like Ken doesn't have pubes now, right? We can agree on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, yeah. He's hairless. But when he comes into real, is he going to get like the pubes Ken would have had were he a real human being?
Well, I don't think their looks are going to change very much because it has been like on set. Leaks.
That's
and
true. There's photos of them in the rollerblades, I think, were some of the first images to come out about the movie.
Yeah, which is them in real world only because there's a leaked scene where someone comes up and like slaps Barbie's ass.
Oh, yeah.
And Ken turns around and squeals and Barbie punches him in the head.
Hell yeah.
That isn't happening in Barbie Land.
No, that's very true. That's very true.
No one's groping Barbie in Barbie Land.
Has there been a scene, like a leaked image where Ken has like a black eye and like a bandage over his nose?
No, you're thinking of Blade Runner 2049.
I think I might be thinking of Blade Runner 2049.
Imagine the kind of ball shaving technology they have. Like, a robot to do it.
Oh, you do it as part of having a shower, I imagine. You get wet and then you press another button and a fine laser goes over your body.
You see a man lying on his back trying to shave his asshole. What do you do?
Because I do reckon we're going to get a scene maybe where, like, yeah, they experience pain.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because I think in Barbie realm, it's
well,
like
they cut themselves
fine.
Using the wrong shaver.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do we think as well there's going to be a scene, because there's a scene in the trailer where Ken's like, Barbie, I'm going to stay over, and Bobby's like, why,
what
dude?
For?
And he's like, I don't know. Do we think that they're going to fuck in this movie? Surely, that's set up, basically, right? It's Chekhov's bone. That's what we're seeing here.
Chekhov's fucking smooth mound.
I don't think they'll fuck, but I think there'll be a scene where Ken touches Barbie's boob or something. And
yeah.
Something. Like this, this feels different.
Yeah, maybe okay. He makes Adam Sandler noises.
Can we get a demonstration?
No, because I'm terrible at Adam
no,
Sandler.
No, come on. Like, you set it up. Give us an Adam Sandler.
So we're talking like, how dare you?
Yeah, like that.
You cheater.
I knew someone would want to do it.
Like that Adam Sandler
noise?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like Billy
Adam
Madison.
Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
This is how I win, is he grabs Barbie's tit. Yeah.
Maybe he's right.
We don't know. I just feel like we're going to get a couple of scenes of them in real, experiencing real, and being like, whoa, this is not what I'm used
to. Like eating food kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And having those expectations from Barbie Land. Like, food, you don't eat food, it just sits on the table or whatever. Or like, this mattress is a mattress, it's not just hard plastic or whatever.
I'm looking forward to the mattress scene.
Oh my God, this mattress is a mattress and not hard plastic.
I'm going to stand up and cheer. They did it, they referenced the mattresses.
Yeah.
That would have been a great joke to make if we were also sponsored by Koala.
Oh, imagine. Yeah,
but alas.
Alas, you know. Not
like
even
idiot.
A hint of Casper mattress.
Yeah, now instead you just sound like a fucking idiot.
Damn it.
And then Barbie and Ken both get chlamydia.
Whoa. They could put that in the movie.
Ken, what's an STI?
Well, they're going to, there's going to be, but it's hard to tell kind of the tone a little bit of this as well. Like,
well, again, up until the trailer came out, I think everyone expected this would be like a G or PG rated film, but I don't think that's the case. Because again, beach off.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's got to be like notionally for kids. I think they're doing that thing that like, you know, fucking like Pixar films do, where it's going to be like a kids movie with a lot of like under the radar adult stuff in it.
But even then, I will beat you off is too. A Pixar film would never get away with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been weird enough.
Yeah. I'll beat you off, Doug the dog.
My dog has needs.
Okay, that sounds great. I love you.
Yeah. I forgot the dog can talk.
That's true. Mm. He can. They gotta get a bird in that movie.
It's sad that lady died.
Yeah. Do you mean his wife?
Yeah.
Mrs. Up?
Yeah.
It is sad Mrs.
Mr.
Up
and Mrs.
Died.
Up.
Well, then what do you think the conclusion is gonna be? Like, what...
Well, this is an interesting trailer because I think that most of the stuff we see happens in the first, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and the real world shit, there will have to be an entire plot line that we have no idea what's going on yet.
Because when Barbie meets Mr. Mattel, and he's like, hey, you are a toy in this realm, how will she react to that? Because that might be where the crux of the movie is.
Because, like, it looks like they could go down the whole, like, well, you're not, like, a real person. You are a product of us. You need
Ted
to do...
Two.
We need to do...
They're going to Ted 2 it.
Bobby's going to fight for our rights in a court of law.
Or just kind of, like, you know.
Oh, it's like the B movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like the B movie.
Because
yeah.
I was thinking more of like, well, oh, now that we have you in real Barbie, you have to do all these things that we want you to do, and she doesn't want to do it. However, this is a Barbie movie, presumably sponsored and paid for by Mattel.
Yeah.
So they can't really have an anti-corporation message.
That's the Lego movie does, though, sort of.
Kind of. The Lego movie's not really an
not the Lego movie. Fuck.
It's an anti-Danish.
I was going to say, isn't the Lego movie basically buy more Lego and play with it?
Yeah, play with your son. That's the message for the Lego
movie. No, there's fuck. What movie
and the
am
best
I
way to do that
play
is with
your
Lego.
Son, brackets normal. Yeah. Not weird.
Buy Lego.
Not the Lego movie. It's something else I was thinking of. Fuck. I wish
the
I could remember.
Evil Mega Bloks Corporation.
Who's the. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's gone. Mm.
Right, yeah, so I don't think it's going to be that Mattel, but it might be...
No, actually, this plays into a theory we've spoken about before. It's like, hey, I'm the guy who sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's that's the kind of thing of, like, we basically, what, lampshade the audience by, like, don't worry about this big corporation. We suck, so don't worry.
Mattel's actually doing bad at the moment, so don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be the message of the movie?
Yeah.
Don't worry
Mattel is a company we're tanking. I'm Will Ferrell.
No one wants to play Scrabble anymore.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened. It gives. Buy fucking Barbie.
Let's get all, like, New Jersey guys now. Hey, we're the fucking Mattel Corporation.
Buy a fucking Barbie.
We're based
out,
at this pork store.
Don't worry if your Barbie smells like pork. Grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbie smells like pork all the time. You ever smell a woman? She smells like pork. It's a Barbie.
Hey, pork a bad smell. Forget about it.
Come on. Enjoy Barbie. It's good for you.
The idea of this movie just devolving into a plea is great. Please.
Come on.
That then went more come like on. First generation Italian immigrant. Just enjoy the Barbie.
Hey,
stop complaining!
Yeah, well, I get you Barbie for Christmas. Why you not play with Barbie? I die for you. Why
this
you
is
not
the uncle
me?
That got me Barbie's uncle. This is what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess it won't be, hey, we've fucked it.
Yeah.
And buy more Barbie, please, so that we can make another Barbie movie.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be about how revolutionary Barbie is, because like with that first trailer, the teaser, sorry, which is the parody of 2001 with the apes, they're like dolls changed forever when Barbie came on the scene.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got to be about the impact of Barbie in a way.
Like, what, she learns the history of Barbie through like the Mattel
Corporation,
and they're like, we're important?
Sees what the real world is like now because of her.
Maybe it'll be the kind of thing where Barbie in Barbie world is like, damn, this shit's so plastic and shit.
Yeah.
You know, nothing here is real or whatever. Then she's
like a Truman Show situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, nothing's real. I'm not making an impact. My life is just like beach parties and playing with a dog. And also, I'm not astrophysicist Barbie. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever, Barbie. Then she comes to the real world and she sees the impact she's had on everyone. And she's like, damn, I guess I am worthwhile. And meanwhile, Ken's there.
So, unless, because like all the other Barbies have title Barbie. So like astrophysicist Barbie, a doctor Barbie.
Yeah.
Maybe she goes to the real world to find out what Barbie she is.
Oh, I see.
Oh, she real world Barbie.
Barbie went real.
How does Dr. Barbie or astrophysicist Barbie work within the context of the Barbie universe where everything is just plastic?
I guess they look at a Barbie moon.
Dr. Barbie is just like, yep, you're still plastic. You're still solid, no organs in there. Very easy to qualify as a Barbie in the.
But it's
Barbie,
funny because Barbies are also a bit like horses, where if she sees a Barbie that's had a snap leg, she's like, there's nothing we can do.
But also, we can't even kill it.
I mean,
you have to live with
snap
this.
Leg now.
I don't know.
Surely,
Jackson got to you too.
With like a Barbie with no hand or whatever, if you've got the other hand, just get a bit, like, get a lighter.
Oh yeah, glue the hand back on.
Like melt a little bit, slam together.
But Dr. Barbie is basically a welder.
Yeah.
I can fix your leg. It's not gonna quite have the articulation it used to.
It's gonna look a bit bubbly and burnt. But here we are.
Barbies with a limp.
Yeah. Bit shorter than the other one. But
Pirate Barbie.
Huh?
Pirate Barbie.
Pirate
you can change
Barbie. Yeah. Give her a peg leg, whatever.
Yeah,
plastic peg leg, flamingo, plastic flamingo.
Regular piracy Barbie, video piracy Barbie. All good.
I bet we're going to get a lot of good, you know, ex-Barbie jokes, surely.
Yeah, surely.
Surely there's going to be a lot of that, which will be good. Yeah.
That would be good.
I like jokes. Yeah. Jokes are good. Yeah.
That's sick.
Jokes make me laugh, so I like seeing them. Yeah,
it's funny, because the Barbie universe is kind of like the inverse of the regular universe, where like the only people who are thought of as having professional jobs are women.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So it's like none of the Kens have jobs. They're just Ken. Right?
Yeah,
so
there's no astrophysicist Ken.
Oh, a Ken can be a mechanic now? Don't be ridiculous.
Where's your Barbie? I'd like to talk to your Barbie, Ken.
Ken's getting patronized by the plumber. Right? Plumber Barbie.
Is your Barbie home? I'd really feel more comfortable talking to her. Well, maybe we'll get that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, so Noah Baumbach. Bach bomb.
is he okay?
Bach bomb, the guy who hates trees.
What is he talking about?
No, Baumbach. The writer.
Are you okay?
Okay. The writer of this. Yes.
I can't remember if it's. I've blanked on if it's Baumbach or
Bach bomb.
Baumbach.
You just got to understand how frightening it was for us, JD, to hear you say no, Baumbach.
Americans all have German names, but they can't pronounce them.
So, he has written mostly deeply depressing films about dysfunctional families or people in their early 30s.
Like the comedy, The Marriage Story, Squid in the Way.
Greenberg.
I feel like all the depressing stuff, you know, family dysfunction, people in their early 30s.
Madagascar 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wrote
Fantastic
something.
Mr. Fox.
Madagascar 3, where they join a circus.
Yeah.
Life Aquatic.
Okay.
Yeah. See what I mean? he also wrote the Meyerowitz Stories, New Unselected.
Okay.
Anyway. So he is Greta Gerwig's husband.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing this movie together.
Mm-hmm.
Greta Gerwig's films that she's written are also sort of depressing. Ladybird.
Little Women.
Well, she didn't write Little Women.
They should have called this movie Little Women.
Whoa!
Oh my God! Yeah. Whoa! They really should have.
It's a spiritual successor.
See, Milo interrupts with funny jokes and observations.
Did you like
that.
Those jokes?
Yeah, they were great jokes.
Jackson interrupts to say, yeah, I'm looking forward to a mattress.
So you need both. You need both. On a podcast. Yeah.
I have a value. I provide something.
Oh, that is a funny joke.
I want Barbie to go to the real world and still be the same size. Like, she's a real woman now, but she's just staring up at the CEO in the town.
I think a Barbie is 11 and a half inches.
Yeah.
I think that's their famous size, and I'm not just pulling that off the top of my head. I saw it before, I just remembered, so that's all right.
Yeah, I held up a Barbie next to my dick, and I was like, that must be 11 and a half inches.
Because it's...
it's three times the size. But thankfully, shaving this minuscule dick and nuts is really easy. No time consuming. It's not in a flash. Thanks to Manscaped.
You're good.
The shorter the hair, the longer the dick. There's a new tagline for them. Compared to Ken, my dick is infinite.
That's true.
I remember Barbie had sort of built-in underwear. Do we think that will be in the movie? Like, she had, like, molded on underwear, you know. Like, Ken was always smooth, but Barbie had, her underwear built in.
Is it to stop pervert children like yourself?
Trying to rebar that off.
What's under there?
That would be funny if Barbie did have perfectly accurate genitalia, but it's under the molded on underwear. So you've got it's for the determined pervert.
It's a little treat. It's a little reward. Yeah.
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, an anus.
Whoa. That's fine. Finally,
towards the
you can rim Barbie if you're determined.
Like I was saying before, it's really hard to tell like which direction this is going to go based on previous writing credits for the writers of this film. Solely because like they usually focus on like self-reflection or like the pain of existence and things like that.
Well, I think we might see that in Barbie. I think that's good. That seems like what the movie's setting it up for a little bit.
Yeah, it's...
Barbie having to reflect and be like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. It comes to the real world and is immediately suicidal.
It's like, Barbie does not belong in Barbie world, but she does not belong in real. So, the lesson she'll probably learn is like, oh, the things I've picked up in real world, I'll take back to Barbie land and make Barbie land a bit better.
Yeah.
It's also tricky because inevitably, because this is a big budget film for a based on a toy franchise. They're going to want to sequel tease it.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you...
Well, Mattel owns a bunch of other action figure properties.
Blaine, the Australian guy or whatever.
Scrabble, you know.
Scrabble?
Scrabble? Yeah. Scrabble tease.
Yeah. Scrabble could go to real life.
Scrabble world. Now you can play Scrabble in real life. Scrabble with accurate genitalia.
Scrabble coming into real and realizing the effect it's had on the world, you know.
Maybe we get Action Man.
Well, yeah, that's again, that was what I was thinking from the beginning, is that we might get like a bunch of sort of, I guess, cameos of other action
Or G.I.
figures.
Joe.
G.I. Joe. I feel like Action Man doesn't exist anymore, but I don't know where he went. But
Action Man
Joe's...
and Dr. X?
Action Man was killed in action.
That's so sad. Killed in Action Man.
M.I. Yeah. Action Man.
Well, because there was Action Man, there was also Rex Steel. Do you remember Rex Steel?
No.
Okay.
I remember Stretch Armstrong.
Well, he was just Rex before you got hold of him.
Rex Rebar, yeah.
Yeah.
What I liked, Action Man's bad guy was a guy named Dr. X. Dusha was correct on this. I always remember as one of the ads was Dr. X was just like on a cruise. And he wasn't doing anything bad. He was just on a cruise enjoying
the scene.
Watching
some bad stand-up comedy. Yeah.
And then Action Man comes in and just beats the shit out of him. And that was the ad. Mr. X was just Mr. X.
Before he got his PhD. He was a surgeon. Yeah.
He was just trying to enjoy his holiday and Action Man came and fucked it up. I always thought that was so messed up as a kid. And there was another bad guy you could get for Action Man who he had this fun sort of like gimmick where he was wearing a mesh top, and if you squeezed him, he
Bergheim Action Man.
His sort of skin ballooned out of the mesh. Like the mesh.
And one he had for this... Dr. Barbie, that. Yeah,
yeah, they got me and a friend wanted to see what the goo was, so we just cut him open.
The rebar came out again.
I would have been like 16 when we did that.
Will the ants eat the goo?
That goo stained his carpet, dude. I don't know what it was. And our fingers, too. We shouldn't have been touching it.
No.
How much did you touch it, though?
Heaps. Well, because, I mean, like, we just stabbed him with scissors, and then it all just... out, and we just like had to, we, you know, I don't know.
The 90s were great. You could put any kind of like radioactive material in a children's toy.
Yeah.
And it's sick that this would have been opened. You said you were 16. Yeah. So, like, whoa,
it was a
2007?
Dry age. There was a children's toy on sale when I was at primary school in the UK called Alien in a Pod. I don't know if it made it to Australia.
It's kind of familiar.
It was kind of like a rubbery alien in an egg that was filled with goo.
Yeah.
And there was like a whole thing of them being like banned from primary schools because, like, kids were throwing them at each other or whatever, and then eventually they got taken off sale because it was discovered that the goo was carcinogenic.
Okay, so not only did Aliens in a Pod make it to Australia, I recognize them, but I just found a website called New Dimensions Australia that still sells them.
Oh my god, are they still carcinogenic?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, they weren't any good after that. They had to go back to the old. It's like Four Loko. There's people on eBay being like original carcinogenic,
still carcinogenic alien in a pod.
So we're
alien cancer.
Gotta get an alien ant eater. Yeah. Whoa, alien ant farm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, oh, the alien ant farm's natural enemy. Yeah.
So, Mattel brands that could tie in if we're going for the expanded universe thing, which maybe.
I don't know. We'll
see. So, G.I. Joe is Hasbro, so not on the
never
cards.
Mind.
Action Man is some fucked up company, so not on the cards.
Uh-huh. Hot Wheels, though.
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels movie?
Matchbox. Okay. Whoa, that's weird that Hot Wheels and Matchbox are both Mattel.
Yeah, you would think they'd be in competition.
Polly Pocket?
Thomas and Friends?
Thomas! That guy's
Thomas the Tank Engine Barbie is a fun crossover.
Yeah.
Well, she got to get around.
Yeah.
She needs to take a train.
Hot Wheels and Matchbox being the same company makes it feel like Hot Wheels is the kind of like the M Sport of Matchbox. Oh, I can only afford a Matchbox. I'm not got the full on.
Yeah, I can't go full Hot Wheels.
He-Man Monsters of the Universe is owned by Mattel.
So I say Crash Dummies, Jurassic World. Mattel own a lot.
Yeah.
Minecraft.
Minecraft Barbie. There
Minecraft Barbie crossover. The movie everyone's been clamoring for. Oh my god.
Well, they are making a Minecraft movie.
They are. With apparently Jason Momoa in it, I keep hearing. I don't know if that's true.
I was hoping for Statham when you said Jason.
That would be good.
Listen, Sunshine, if I don't dig through this earth in the next 15 minutes, my heart's going to literally explode.
Crank 3.
You've got to come back. You've got to dig. I said I'd never do that again. Like, there's a hot woman. Okay.
WWE, like Metallo.
I think Masters of the Universe is a good match.
Vince
if it's
McMahon,
be
Bob. The Vince McMahon canon, like the really bulky suit.
Yeah.
This is something I saw recently and is unrelated to Barbie and is our WWE story.
Sure.
But it's worth noting because it's one of the most insane things I've ever seen happen.
Go on.
So at one point, and significantly later in wrestling than you'd expect, it was like the mid-2000s, but like in the later end of the mid-2000s. So there's a famous wrestler, Shawn Michaels.
Triple H?
No.
No?
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is... Was he part of the...
He used to be hairy. He was just called Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, who does have long hair. He was a very famous wrestler, but he was also very known for having a drug addiction.
Sure.
And he found God, which then helped him find...
At the top of that ladder.
we'll get to that.
I think I know this.
So Shawn Michaels attributed finding God to getting sober. Vince McMahon, who was his boss, mocked him for that, even though... this man was, like, so fucked on drugs that, like, he would have died
soon.
It's weird because most people find God precisely by not being sober. That's like a 16 hours into an acid trip.
Whoa, I met God on the third tab. So Vince McMahon mocked him for that and said, well, if you love God so much, let's get him involved.
We're
going to sign God to the WWE.
Vince McMahon and his son. I blanked on his son's name. Doesn't matter.
Vince McMahon and his son, fuck, was just the...
Vince Jr.
Vince
Stephanie
McMahon.
Vince McBoy.
And then, isn't she married to Triple H?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
I'm trying to remember all my bullshit WWE knowledge. Shane?
Shane, that's right. It's high, because I was talking about Sean, and I was like, Shane
and Shane,
syndrome.
I get it. It's confusing.
So Vince... And Shane McMahon do a tag team fight against Shawn Michaels and a spotlight, which they're like gods in this fight. And you can watch this. It's still just out there.
Do they wrestle the spotlight?
Does the spotlight win?
The spotlight gets scared by Vince McMahon and leaves the ring.
That's fucking awesome.
So he's like, do you hear that? God's left the building.
I'll attack and dethrone God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's also funnier when you know that it's scripted and therefore, like, they all agreed to this going in. Like, Vince McMahon will intimidate God. Yeah.
Well, Vince McMahon, like, God has an entrance song.
What's his song?
Which was it?
It's just like a...
Like a...
It just sounds like shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a spotlight comes down the ramp. And then Vince McMahon's like, put some flair into it. So then Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith starts playing and the spotlight dances for a bit.
How does spotlight dance?
It just wiggles.
Okay.
And then it's in the ring for a bit and then, yeah, gets scared and leaves. But also Vince McMahon at one point pretends to be shocked that God's real. Again, even though it's scripted.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
So yeah, Vince McMahon should definitely be in the Barbie movie.
And God.
Ignoring the fact that he is absolutely an abuser and should be in jail.
Yes, yeah.
It's so funny that like wrestling is so, it's so like redneck that they're the only property in America that can do a like, I defeated God and not get like a million angry
letters. Yeah, it's crazy. When was this again?
It's like 2008 or something like
Fucking hell.
Like it's not... It's a while ago, but it's not
that long ago. Not long enough.
LaRue's Bulletproof was changing everyone's world.
My God. Do we have any big swings for the fences for the Barbie movie? Any big swing for the fence, Milo? Just some huge call about what's going to happen in the movie. But if it happens, you know, it's your call you're making. It's ascribed to you. You're responsible for it.
I reckon there's gonna be some like really crowbarred in politics in the movie.
Oh yeah.
I think Barbie's gonna learn all about like the exploitation of women and stuff. I think there's gonna be like a really out of place. Not that I think the politics are out of place in general,
but
out of place in the Barbie movie. Yeah. That's what I reckon. I don't even think that's that big of a swing. I think that's almost 100%.
I'm gonna like piggyback off that, except say that it won't be like serious at all, and Barbie's gonna become the president.
Whoa! She's president.
She's gonna
Barbie.
Meet Hillary Clinton and give her a makeover.
I'm with her, and then in brackets, Barbie.
Barbie is going to go back into Barbie realm and, like, fight for, like, Ken rights and become, like, a Ken rights activist.
That's awesome.
Not all Kens.
Not all Kens.
Not all Kens.
I want that to be true. I want most of this movie to be about the plight of the Ken.
Barbie's being, like, really chauvinistic, and just Ken's just getting, like, slapped on the ass in the workplace. Yeah. And, like, all this kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh, man, I hope that's...
Why don't you run out and get me a coffee, sugar? Ken's in, like, really short shorts.
Yeah,
like,
well, he is.
It will be awesome if they do that, because the targeted audience for this film would presumably be women.
Yeah.
So therefore, by doing that, they're just holding up a mirror and women are like, yeah, we fucking know.
We know you rocked our Barbie movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
It sucks.
Why
yeah.
are you telling
yeah.
us?
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Put this in the He-Man movie. If you want to get to the right audience, for Christ's sake.
Are they going
to
do like a Weinstein thing with the CEO of Mattel? Like, he's going to be like a creepy guy and Barbie's going to take over
look,
the company.
If Mattel weren't heavily involved in this, I would say, oh, of course!
That would be so fucked up.
But
Mattel, the CEO of Mattel's a real guy. Why would he do this?
I just think the Mattel can't be the villains. No. Or it needs to be like, or it's a little wink and a nudge. Maybe like, oh, there's only a couple of bad apples in our company that we're going to get rid of. So yeah, I reckon we're going to get, yeah, like a suit who is just, you know, not in the best interest of like Barbie and definitely goes against the, you know, the brand values and the ethos of Mattel. And he will get fired at the end. And
yeah, I think you're right. I think this movie is going to be shockingly like not in that direction. Like, I think you're gonna watch it and be like, how did Mattel allow this to happen? This seems I think even though we were like there'll be no corporation bad, I think there still will be, and we'll be like, how'd they get away with this? How'd they do that? That's my swing.
Well, I guess it's not really that crazy of a swing, because like, if you're a big corporation,
yeah, what's gonna
happen? Don't give a shit.
You don't really give a shit, but also if you're like, oh no, that's what people want to see. They're gonna come see our movie. We're making money. Who cares if people are
Not just that. Whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, Mattel is bad or corporations are bad, but don't worry, we've got a Margot Robbie Barbie you can buy right now.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
worry about it. You got the anti Mattel Barbie sold by Mattel.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who sucks.
Buy my pork smelling doll for girls.
Girls love pork.
Yeah. New pork smell. Smell for girls.
Gabagool, Barbie.
Gabagool.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen in the movie.
Awesome. That's like a team up with Sopranos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Big Pork.
I can't fucking talk about this anymore. Of course it smells of pork, Christopher. It's a fucking Barbie. I don't know. They've been saying maybe it shouldn't smell of pork.
What are you fucking saying? What are you fucking saying?
They fell off a truck. The truck had pork in it.
The Barbie's gonna smell like pork. What do you want from me?
The ants will eat the pork off the Barbie.
It's a problem that solves itself.
So whatever. Just shut the fuck up and go to your daughter. Who cares? Who cares? Yeah, that's how it'll end.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Easy. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
Also been Joe.
And I've been Milo.
And Milo, where can we find you outside of this podcast?
Well, on this podcast at all times, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But on the internet, have you heard of the World Wide Web?
I have heard of this thing.
Sort of.
I know. You can order a pork Barbie. You can order a pork sandwich. You can order both from the same place.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Milo_Edwards. I'm at the Melbourne Comedy Festival right now until the 23rd of April. You can come see my show, Voicemail. It's 9:15 at the Belfry in Fitzroy. If you're one of these Fitzroy hipsters that they have, that I've heard all about.
Mm-hmm. Big fans of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge fans.
They love podcasts. Probably not ours.
if you're normally a Red Scare listener, but you're looking for something to do near your apartment, then come join me.
Red Scare, True Anon, Trash Future. If you're a Trash Future fan,
that's
the first.
If you're a Trash Future fan, you hopefully already know that.
Fingers crossed.
If you're a lapsed Trash Future fan, come back into the fold.
Yeah.
We'll shear you.
That's nice.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Well, that's good. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And, well, we've been the BS Boys.
You know what I'm looking forward to the most, though?
What?
Jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, jokes will be great. Yeah,
shut the fuck up, Jackson.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.